The Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel tells us, quote a Braisa, Amal calls man shu oisik b'mila, choza ben al tzitzin ma'akvin asamila, ben al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin asamila. Pirish al tzitzin ma'akvin asamila choza, v'al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin asamila eno choza. But if it's the tzitzin, the parts of the flesh that have not been removed, but that's parts that are not makiv the mila, so if he was pirish, he's not choiz of them. And the Gemara tells us, who is that Tana, man Tana, pirish, enu choze? Who's the one who says he's not choze? Amar Rabba Baba Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishmol, Benosh Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Brokehi. And the Gemara continues to tell us, according to Braisa, that the reason that I'm teaching she'en ma'akvin, if low pirish, he's still engaged in the mila, that he goes back to take them off, even though they're not ma'akiv the mila, that's based on the loch of Zekin Van Veyu. And the most sites, just like there's a loch of Zekin Van Veyu, Hisnoi Lefonov and Mitzvahs, Aslecha Sukhanor, Velulovnor, Veshofinor, Tzitzisnor, and so on. So here we have a machloikus between the Rambam and the Tur, that the Rambam is of the opinion that this halacha, that in Pirish, if he ready, his hand moved and he's no longer doing the mila, that he's not choyza, the Rambam's opinion is that that halacha applies not only on Shabbos, but even b'chol, while the Tur says that's only halacha on Shabbos, since mi'ikra din you ready, we yoytze the mila, and it's only for the Zekin Ve'alveyu that you're going to be choyza. So Zekin Ve'alveyu by itself is not toicha Shabbos. However, b'chol, you should be choyza because you want to be mekayim the Zekin Ve'alveyu of the mila. The more perfect way to do the mila, to take off the entire orla on the atara. However, the Rambam's opinion is even b'chol that you're not choyza. So the Beis HaLevi explains that the point to the Rambam, the reason you're not choyza even b'chol is because the mitzvah is zekim v'amveyu, and zekim, you cannot have zekim v'amveyu separate from the kima mitzvah itself. So, for example, the Beis HaLevi says that if a person will take lulav, and then afterwards someone will bring him a more beautiful lulav and esrog, so there'll be more zekim v'amveyu. He said there'd be no kima to take it, because once you yotze the mitzvah, there's no zekim v'amveyu. Zekim v'amveyu is within the mitzvah. So if you buy a more beautiful lulav and esrog, and you use it for the first time, so that's zekin v'amveyu. But if it's once you read a yoytze, so there's no longer zekin v'amveyu to take it again. However, the Tur apparently holds that there's still zekin v'amveyu b'chol, even if pirish, to continue the mila, or to because the Beis HaLevi explains that there's halacha by mila, that it's not just to do the Maisa Mila, but that the Gavra should be Mohul. And the Kim is that it should be Mohul. The Beis HaLevi quotes a Raya from that if a person, the Ramos says if a person was Mal Balaila, so he's not Yoytze at all and requires that toughest on Bris. But if it was Mal before the 8 days, so you don't require a toughest on, even though it's called as Manu, the Bris is supposed to be on the 8th day. But still, you see, you're not making the mitzvah, because the Gemara says if he did it on the 7th day, which was on Shabbos, it's considered Torah B'dvar mitzvah. Apparently, there was no mitzvah. So the Beis HaLevi explains that when it comes, even if you were mal before the 8th day, when it comes to the 8th day, and he's gemalt, so then there's a kima mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah to be mohol, not just a ma'isa mitzvah. So therefore, according that the Tur holds that even afterwards, even though he was pirish, but there's still, as opposed to the case of lulav, there's still a kiyum, because there's a kiyum that the person in gavra that he should be mohul, and therefore the zekim v'aveil in the is not only as relates to the ma'isa mila, but in cheftza in the mila afterwards, that's also considered zekim v'aveil. And the Beis HaLevi quotes that they ask a question, why is it that the Gemara says in Yevamos that if you're mala ger, that you are not, it, from the Gemara's mashma, that if it's tzitzin, the Gemara says if it's tzitzin hamakvinus amila, so then you have to be chayz to cut that off us because for the mila's gave us. It's mashma only because it was ma'akvinus amila. But if it's not ma'akvinus amila, you wouldn't be chayza. But why wouldn't you be chayza? According to the Torah, you have to be chayza. You'd be chayza even if it's not ma'akvinus amila. So offhand, that Gemara is a raya to the Rambam. So the Beis Halevi answers because what we're talking about, the Gemara says, is that when it comes to be chayza afterwards, so you have to after the tefillah, you have to wait till he's healed, till he's nesvapa, and you'll do the mila later. He says that even according to the tour that you choyze b'chol, that's only if it's on the same day, because then it's mitzuref to that mila. But if it's on another day, then you would not be choyze. I just want to add in terms of what the Beis Halevi says, that that if a person took a lulav and later somebody brought him a lulav and esrog, and then brought him a more beautiful esrog, that there'd be no kium in taking the other esrog, because the zeken meveva, the more beautiful esrog, is not integrated into the kium a mitzvah, because he was already yotzei. It's only within the mitzvah the zeken meveva. So there's a famous story told about Reb Chaim, that if somebody, there were two esrogim. One was a suffik murkav, but it was a very beautiful esrog. And the other esrog was an average esrog. So the question is, which, when you do the mitzvah, which esrog should you take first? So people said, well, you should first take the one that's vadei not murkav, Chazanisha's pardes, and then so that your yoytze, and then later take the one, the more beautiful one. And Reb Chaim said just the opposite. Because if you took the one that's a suffik murkav first, which was the more beautiful one, but then if you were yoytze, you wouldn't get the... if you took the one which was the vade kosher one, but wasn't such a nice one, then you were yoytze the mitzvah. There'd be no purpose, as the Beis Halevi says, to take the beautiful one later on, because you had a yotzei. So the Reb Chaim said you should first take the one which is a suffik murkav. So on the tzad, and make the bracha on that, on the tzad that it's good, it's a kosher one, and it's not a murkav, so you yotzei with the zekin of envei, with a beautiful esrog, and the tzad that it's not, so you want yotzei, then immediately you take, and you have the bracha in mind also for the other esrog, and you were yotzei. But if you took the one that you vada yotzei with, there'd be no purpose and no kiyum. You wouldn't get the mila of the zeken veyo of the second, the other esrog, which is a beautiful esrog, but which was the suffik murkav.